Our nature is to learn from each other. Movement, flow, synthesis. And yet we're being put in tighter and tighter fitting boxes with higher and higher walls between us, which, if power succeeds in implementing its vision, would mean the end of authentic life and creativity, which cannot be leashed, corralled, and hoarded. Power, far from installing perfection, is attempting to install a permanent reign of death. We have been vesting our power, each one limitless power, in others. In the state, in power, in the power guys, the global state statesmen, whatever you want to call them, we've been vesting our power in those guys. Because we're taught the ideology, let me start again. We've been vesting our power in others, in power, the state, that we imagine, as we're taught this ideology, provides for us via the economy or market. And recalled what we said a few weeks back, or we've said several times actually, that the force of that which feeds us is profound. We've never discussed that either. And we vest our power in those who speak for us, whether authentically or not, who see our suffering underclass. And always underclass, this must be the coda, though it's never spoken, though it's made the background to our lives, it is nonetheless utterly false and against our nature to turn our backs on each other, as it does require of us to do. We have, over the history of class, tended to vest our own power in those who see our suffering, and more so today than ever, perhaps, because we have never been more invisible, which is what the reign of the market, what folks call capitalism, accomplished for power. It got us to alienate our own children in order to survive. And they're doing this to the remaining brothers and sisters across the globe who still feel reverence for the earth, who still have the ability to feed themselves apart from that global market. Power will never stop till it has eradicated all hint of self-sufficiency and installed utter dependence on them, literally to exist. So when folks see us, because as children we don't get seen, is, I hope you saw the point I was trying to make there. As children underclass, we don't get seen, and never more so than right now, because it is a progressive process of installation of their regime. Never more so than right now, our children are abandoned by us, are not seen by us. Go, please, if you doubt this, go to a park where small children play and conduct a little experiment. Start noticing children and see the, I won't say shock or surprise, it's I don't have an exact word for the reaction, because there's an element of surprise, there's an element of delight, there's an element of disbelief, of suspicion. I mean, it's a very complex set of responses that it elicits. That has a slightly different tone depending on the child, but our children are not seen. And yet we don't talk about that either. It's as if we are already the walking dead.